Frontier, Illinois.
Revelation from God.
Hey, I can't find that on the radio. Yo, turn to that station.
Around our ears, I turned up the radio, but I can't hear it. When I got to the house and I called you out, I could tell she had been crying. It's that same song.
You feel like I cut you off? Okay, good. I was trying to be funny. I don't know if it worked. Anyway, good evening and welcome to another edition of Eclectics. We'll keep this for historical purposes. Good evening and welcome to another edition of Eclectic City. I'm your host, Gabriel Zocchi, bringing you another 2 hours of music you've probably never heard. On the phone with me tonight, in the studio, so to speak, is Jenny Pace, my
Hello.
Sidekick. Hi. How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Good. As we discussed, you're pretty much responsible for the pacing of this intro. You're going to have to remind me what the hell we're supposed to be talking about tonight.
I don't have a list.
I thought you had the list.
What? Oh, it's here. It's on the table. I
Oh, the list. Oh, that list. Okay. So, first of all, we're going to talk about the changing nature of the show. It started off as a birthday show, then it moved into the politically incorrect show, and then it became what? I don't remember after that.
I hate to work.
No, yeah, I guess. There's a definite anti-work set in this show. So it may be a reflection on my generally poor attitude towards work lately, because I've been doing a lot of it. But it's cool, you know. I just need to take a break.
It's the holidays, after all.
It is. So we're going to have a Christmas show coming up next. It's going to be a two-hour show. And then after that, we'll have the best of from the last... Since the last Best Of, which I think was 26.
Yeah. Best Of show is going to rock.
Yeah, it is. We already know. We've gotten some of the lists from the admins. We've started collecting their lists as to what they liked best. I've got my own, of course. We'd love to hear yours. So submit your favorites since the past Best Of show. That's going to be 2 hours. Maybe even longer, because the last one we did was, I think, almost three. It was 2 hours and 45 minutes, if I remember correctly, because I did include some new stuff in that show, too. Anything else? Have you ever had this happen to you?
What?
This morning, I was in Starbucks, and what do I hear over the intercom but Devo? Strange enough. But what song? I'm sorry, is Working in a Coal Mine becoming a Christmas favorite now? I don't get it.
What's that? What's Christmas music?
Well, it was playing in the Starbucks this morning. I told you, you heard it here first. Woody Guthrie, there's going to be a Woody Guthrie revival. And we're going to be passing news between each other, between camps, via song. You know, we're going to go back to the oral tradition. You heard it here first.
My thought is the barista was pissed.
I don't think they choose it, though.
Huh.
So I talk to my mom about once a week. She lives in Utah. I live in Los Angeles. And every week she asks me how I'm doing. How is it being a director, making videos for YouTube? A lot of times I don't want to tell her the truth. I don't want her to worry about me. So this week's cover is for my mom. It sort of explains exactly where I am right now. So this is for you, Mom. Enjoy.
But I'm happy, I'm poor but I'm kind, I'm short but I'm healthy, yeah. I'm high but I'm grounded, I'm sane but I'm overwhelmed, lost but hopeful, baby. So what it all comes down to, that everything's gonna be fine, fine, fine. Cause I got one hand in my pocket and the other one's giving a high five. I feel drunk but I'm sober. I'm young and I'm underpaid. I'm tired but working, yeah, yeah. I care but I'm restless. I'm here but I'm really gone. I'm wrong and I'm sorry. I'm not afraid to die.
next guests are a multiple Grammy Award-winning duo from Akron, Ohio. And this is their brand new album entitled El Camino. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the program, The Black Keys.
We began set one with Tony Valenzuela's cover of Alanis Morissette's Hand in My Pocket, that's from last year, followed by John Cougar Mellencamp's cover of Buddy Holly's Rave On, that was from the 1988 Cocktail soundtrack. After that, we had Big Boss Man's Sea Groove from 2000, from their album called Humanize. And then finally, we had the Black Keys live on Letterman with their song Gold in the Ceiling from their new album called El Camino.
$300 a week. That's the news. For $300 a week, I've lived in this sink, this used rubber.
You watch it, mister. There's a woman here.
Don't you think I know that, Frank? Don't you think I am aware that there is a woman here? I can smell her like a flower. I can taste her like sugar on my tongue. When I'm 20 feet away, I can hear the fabric of her dress when she moves. in her chair. Not that I've done anything about it. I've gone all day, every day, not doing, not saying, not taking the chance for $300 a week. And Frank, the coffee, it stinks. It tastes like arsenic. These lights give me a headache. If they don't give you a headache, you must be dead. So let's arrange the funeral.
You better get out of here. I'm telling you.
You're not telling me nothing.
I'm telling you. Why?
I ask myself, why have I put up with you? I can't imagine. But I know. It's fear, yellow freaking fear. I've been too chicken shit afraid to live my life, so I sold it to you for $300 freaking. Oh, wait! You are lucky I don't kill you! You're lucky I don't rip your freaking throat out! But I'm not going to! Maybe you're not so lucky at that. Because I'm gonna leave you here, Mr. Wahawaturi. What could be worse than that?
Big Bob's in. Can't you hear me when I call? Big Boss Man. Can't you hear me when I call? Were you smoking? You just talk. Working around the clock. I want a drink of water, but you just won't let me stop. Big Boss Man, can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just talk. We'll be right back.
Between the years 1980 and 2005, 80% of all new income generated in this country went to the richest 1%. Let me put that in terms that even you fat-ass teabaggers, sorry, can understand.
Hey.
Say 100 Americans get together and order 100 slice pizza. The pizza arrives, they open the box, and the first guy takes 80 slices.
No, it's not.
And if someone suggests, why don't you just take 79 slices? That's socialism! I know. It's just a TV show. But it does reinforce the stupid idea people have that rich people would love us and share with us if only they got to walk a mile in our cheap plastic shoes. But they're the reason the shoe factory moved to China. We have this fantasy that our interests and the interests of the super rich are the same. Like somehow the rich will eventually get so full that they'll explode. And the candy will rain down on the rest of us. Like there's some kind of piñata of benevolence. But here's the thing about a piñata. It doesn't open on its own. You have to beat it with a stick.
when you need someone and there's no one there, there is always the 9 o'clock to take you out somewhere. I take the train in town like I did for years. There is only 7 more blocks I could walk from here. I wanna stay. When my day begins, there is always my alarm clock to wake me up again. I wanna stay.
Started off set two with Steve Miller Band's cover of the old blues hit Big Boss Man from his 1987 album called Living in the 20th Century. Following that, we had Devo's cover of Working in the Coal Mine from the 1981 Heavy Metal soundtrack. Then from the 1987 album called Document, we had REM with Exhuming McCarthy. Finishing up with I Wanna Stay Home from Jellyfish's 1990 debut album called Belly Button.
An old friend came in from out of town. Someone stole my car. There was an earthquake. A terrible flood. Rocket! She wants it by fall. I swear to God!
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul. Around when Jesus
'Cause I'm in need of some restraint. So if you meet me, have some courtesy, have some sympathy, and some taste. Use all your well-learned politics, or I'll lay your soul to waste.
Say, I haven't seen a house out here for miles. What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to be at that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
Well, ain't it a small world, spiritually speaking? Pete and Delmer just been baptized and saved. I guess I'm the only one that remains unaffiliated.
This ain't no laughing matter, Everett.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Oh, son. For that, you traded your everlasting soul?
Well, I wouldn't use them.
Devil King. You mean selling your soul at the crossroads kind of deal?
Yeah, except I wasn't a legend. You know his music. You don't know Robert Johnson's songs. Sam, there's a cult references all over his lyrics. I mean, Crossroad Blues, Mean Devil Blues, Hellhound on My Trail.
Once people have got this great story, everything starts feeding into it. The way the myth specifically attached to him was because Tommy Johnson was much more famous in the Delta than Robert Johnson, but not very well remembered today. And Tommy Johnson's brother, who was a preacher and who was very, very into all sorts of mystical, magical sorts of things, told this involved story about Tommy Johnson going down to the crossroads at midnight and meeting a black man there who tuned his guitar for him. And he said after that happened, he could play anything he wanted to play. And then a number of people who had already been into Robert Johnson and into the Devil songs said, oh, that's how it works. Now most people think that is the Robert Johnson story.
Started off as a blues tribute set, turned into a segment that was primarily focused on the old Devil at the Crossroads mythology. We started that off with Rolling Stones' Neptune remix of Sympathy for the Devil. That's from the Sympathy for the Devil remixes from 2003. After that, we had Derek Miller with Devil Come Down Sunday. That's from his 2007 album called Dirty Looks. That's an import. Followed by the Hindu Love Gods, Walking Blues. That's a cover of the Robert Johnson tune. That's from their 1990 album called The Hindu Love Gods, which was basically comprised of Warren Zevon and three members of REM without Michael Stipe. It was recorded supposedly, and evidently this is not a myth, one night, one drunken night, 10 songs straight. And then finally we had Ryde Cooter's Feeling Bad Blues from the 1990 Crossroads soundtrack. Coming up, we've got Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, Elliott Smith, Diablo Swing Orchestra, Crowded House, and Radiohead. Be right back.
Did you like that? USA, ulcered sphincter of Arserica. I mean, what else can you say? Here was a country that had everything, absolutely everything. And now, 20 years later, is what? The world's biggest leper colony. Why? Godlessness. Let me say that again. Godlessness. It wasn't the war they started. It wasn't the plague they created. It was judgment. No one escapes their past. No one escapes judgment. You think he's not up there? You think he's not watching over this country?
blood splashed my face. Whatever was left of Walter Kovacs died that night with that little girl. From then on, there was only Rorschach. See, Dr. God didn't kill that little girl. Fate didn't butcher her. Destiny didn't feed her to those dogs. God saw what any of us did that night. He didn't seem to mind. From then on, I knew. God doesn't make the world this way. We do.
Okay, this song's called Son of Sam. Something's happening, don't speak too soon. I told the boss off and made my move. Got nowhere to go. Son of Sam, son of a shining path, the clouded mind. The couple killer each and every time. Comfortable, feeling weird. Lonely veered options disappeared, but I know what to do. Son of Sam, son of a doctor, such a nurse's love. Acting under orders from above.
Beginning our fourth set, we have the Dandy Warhols with their song called Godless. That's from their 2000 album called 13 Tales from Urban Bohemia, one of my favorites. We followed that with the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club's Red Eyes and Tears from their self-titled debut album from the year 2000. After that, we had MC 900 Foot Jesus, The City Sleeps, from his 1991 album called Welcome to My Dream. And then finally, we had an unreleased acoustic demo of the song called Son of Sam from Elliott Smith.
This is Dick Ballantyne once again, the best-looking guy you'll ever hear. And tonight on our show, the topic is going to be women in government. If you have any ideas or any feelings on this, or if you can give me an idea that I haven't already had already, I'd be thrilled to hear from you. Call the number. You know what it is. I don't want to keep repeating it. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, am I on the air?
Yeah, turn down your radio, okay, asshole.
Okay, asshole. All right, just a second.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Turn on the radio.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, this is great.
Turn it down.
Yeah. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Dick?
Yeah, speaking.
Yeah, I'm a little teed off. I'm in Local 36 Electric Workers Union. And I'm reading in the paper here that the inmates at Attica strike. Now, what right do they got to strike? They're, you know, they lose their rights, and they don't even pay dues.
Have you ever been in jail, sir?
No.
Have you ever been boned up the ass for being a fucking wise guy?
No.
Okay, then maybe you wouldn't have a reason yourself to go on strike, but maybe they do. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, sure. Okay, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, Dick, I'm calling about those guys getting boned up the ass up in Attica.
Well, I think they should cut that out. They should give them, they ought to issue some sort of cylindrical device to each of the prison inmates. You know, not necessarily a man's penis or something, but some sort of device that they can slap up there so it'll prevent disease and that kind of thing. Won't spread outside, because they get out, you know, they get out on probation. They can spread it around while they're out. They're out for 10 days or so visiting their wives and their kids, you know, and they can do anything in that time. I think you should be stopped.
That's a great idea. Why don't you invent one, Edison? Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. Am I on?
I hope so. What do you want, pal?
Just recently a most embarrassing situation happened in my household.
What's that?
I fired the colored man that had been working
what
for
What color
me.
Was he?
He was a black man.
Yes.
And, I wrongly accused him of stealing some of the family silverware.
Uh-huh.
And I've just recently found out that he has not stolen this. In fact, he had recovered it, and I don't know how to reach him. I was wondering if there's some sort of a public line or some way of reaching him.
Yes. Do you have any drums in your house?
you say? Bitch, just zip it. This was so hot. Cause even long leg women can't tell there's a blue-eyed hobbit, and I'm a witness for them. We've been out of brownies, rice, and we miss pork chops in summer. And that's why I stole beefaroni, garlic, peanut butter, ice cream, purple flowers. The Hulk would smash my windows. He's crazy. And one other thing. Pressure to put on weight is one of the reasons we've got the red sweatsuits. There's no way we couldn't. We're creeping between the bullfrogs. Let's creep in the frozen island, think one thought. Trick your prize and make it get hurt, take it off. She'll take the mushroom out. Unzip the wing, flap in love, and you can't go wrong. Let's creep in the frozen island, think one thought. Trick your prize and make it get hurt, take it off. She'll take the mushroom out. Unzip the wing, flap in love, and you can't go wrong. Let's creep in a large office and make friction after we eat lunch. Reminds me of one dude in college used to make goats tell time. Puff it up for me. That girl's been so cheap, makes me bananas. Big old breasts. Not the ones that make your tooth bleed and stop you from eating. That's not fair. Are you really drinking my bottled judgment? Y'all think I won't whip them pintos, yet the crown is for your juicy waitress. Let's creep in the frozen island, think one thought. Trick the prize and make it get hurt, take it off. She'll take the mushroom out. Unzip the wing, flap in love, and you can't go wrong. Let's creep in the frozen island, think one thought. Trick the prize and make it get hurt, take it off. She'll take the mushroom out. Unzip the wing, flap in love, and you can't go wrong. That's why the thick Spartan women are so important. There was a black Marge Simpson in the house. She poured black paint over both my posters and went to the office to leave a photo. Crazy women before this airhead always would cut me with an iPhone. She is crazy. So damaged. So sick. The jam was over. Cowboy. Think about it. Cause I do. Let's creep in the frozen island, think one thought. Trick the prize, make it get hurt, take it off. She'll take the mushroom out. Unzip the wing, flap in love, and you can't go wrong. Let's creep in the frozen island, think one thought. Trick the prize, make it get hurt, take it off. She'll take the mushroom out. Unzip the wing, flap in love, and you can't go wrong. Doesn't matter if you're drunk or flipped out, the broccoli you and me gathered was good. I'll help you, and nothing against your voice, it just makes me sick. It's you, bitch.
Start again. it's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Ow.
Set 5 with the Diablo Swing Orchestra and their song A Tap Dancer's Dilemma. That's from the 2009 album called Sing-Along Songs for the Damned and Delirious. After that, we had Bad Lip Reading's Trick the Bridesmaid from 2011. You can find that on YouTube. And then finally, we had DJ Schmoly with Wicked Wedding from 2008. You can find that on YouTube and or his WordPress site. Be right back with the grab bag.
Still, I prefer the stillness here. I am tired of Earth, these people. I'm tired of being caught in the tangle of their lives. Nothing is made. A clock without a craftsman. It's too late. Always has been. Always will be. Too late.
Place once more around the sun.
kid, those days were all so long. But if we don't do this, somebody else will. Against the wall, a prayer for everyone. We saw the changing of the sea, but not a thing was done. Remember when you put the light, those days are all but gone. And if we don't do this, somebody else will. If we don't do this, somebody else will. Somebody else will. One billion backs against the wall, at least our feet were dry. Myself, this storm would pass me by. Remembering the things I did, I knew I would survive. But if we don't do this, somebody else will. If we
for all this stuff. Government, an institute, this stuff costs a lot of money.
Well, I pay for this mostly myself, actually.
You're kidding.
No.
You rich?
Yeah.
Yeah, how much?
Well, personally, or the whole family?
Doesn't make any sense. I mean, they pay a guy like you to watch sharks?
Well, doesn't make much sense for a guy who hates the water to live on an island, either.
It's only an island if you look at it from the water.
That makes a lot of sense.
No time, no place to talk about the weather. The promise of love is hard to ignore. Said the chance wasn't getting any better. Labor of love is ours to endure. Highest branch on the apple tree, it was my favorite place to be. I could hear them breaking free, but they could not see me. I will run for shelter. Endless summer, lift the curse. It feels like nothing matters in our private universe. All I want is that simple enough. A whole lot more I'm thinking of. Every night about 6 o'clock, the birds come back to the palm to talk. They talk to me, birds talk to me. And if I go down on my knees, I will run for shelter. Endless summer, lift the curse. It feels like nothing matters in our private universe. Feels like nothing matters in our private universe. And it's a pleasure that I have known. It's a treasure that I have gained. Ooh, and it's a pleasure that I have known. Squeeze, but I won't let go. Time is on the table and the dinner's cold. I will run for shelter. Endless summer, lift the curse. It feels like nothing matters in our private universe. Shelter, endless summer, lift the curse. Feels like nothing matters in our private universe. That's what keeps me.
my eyes are still, I walk into the sea. Lift myself a different place, just leaving. I've longed for this to take.
Yeah. This is a song that I wrote having spent some time with some people who were planning to sail away. I mean, and they had the boats to do it in. They knew what they were doing. They had kind of had it all planned. And well, I won't say that they knew what they were doing, but they had a plan. Everybody I talk to is ready to leave with the light of the morning. I've seen the end coming down long enough to believe they've heard their last warning. Standing alone, each has his own ticket in his hand. And as the evening descends, I sit thinking about every man. Seem like I've always been looking for some other place to get it together. Where with a few of my friends I could give up the race, maybe find something better. But all my fine dreams were thought out schemed to gain the motherland. Have all eventually come down to waiting for every man. If you see somewhere to go, I understand. Waiting here for every man. Don't ask me, feel sure. I don't know. Can give them the answers and lead them back to that place in the warmth of the sun where sweet childhood still dances. But who'll come along and hold out that strong but gentle father's hand? Long ago I heard someone say something about every man. Somewhere to go, I understand. I'm not trying to tell you that I've seen the plan. Trying to walk away if you think I am. But don't think too badly of one who's left holding the sand. He's just another dreamer, dreaming about every man.
We began the grab bag with the UK folk duo Turin Breaks and their song called Sea Chains. That's from their 2010 album called Outbursts. Followed by Crowded House and their song called Private Universe. That's from the remastered Afterglow from 1999. And then from the Life Less Ordinary soundtrack from 1998, we had Radiohead and Michael Stipe with a song called Leave. Then we had The Red Walls with Thank You from 2005. That's a single that's available for download on Amazon. And then finally we had an acoustic version of the song For Every Man from Jackson Browne from his 2005 album called Solo Acoustic Volume 1. That wraps up another edition of Eclectic City. I'm your host, Gabriel Zocchi, here with Jenny Pace. Saying join us again next week for, well, not next week, join us again for Eclectic City number 37, which will be our Christmas show, and then 2 weeks later we'll have our Best of Eclectic City, our third segment of the Best of. Until then, ciao.
I turned up the radio. I can't hear it. Hey, 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 hey.
Say what?
Hey, hey, hey.
Let me do that with you.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Yeah. Hey, hey, hey. Say what, say what, say what?
Hey, hey, hey.
Check it out. What are you saying? What are you playing? Who are you obeying? They are.
You bitch.